here we are back live on the air through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Another day, Monday, February the 11th, 2019. Another Monday evening episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown. Let's see what it is going to bring us. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And we had a few more people join in the last minute. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say a name and location.
Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi, hi.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, hi. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Hello,
everybody. Jennifer.
Hi, Prudy.
And everybody else.
Yeah.
<All right.
laughs> Hi, Prudy.
Hi.
And those listening online through BBS, thank you for being here. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Hi, Don. Come to the call, Don.
Thanks.
Hello, Don.
Hi.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi, from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome to you, Roger.
Thank you.
Hi, Heinz. Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Yes. Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the call, Jane.
Thank you, hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
And two more people. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
This is Chris in Memphis.
Welcome to the call, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Hey, guys.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
And we did have another caller. Feel free to say a name or location. But only if you want to. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say a name or location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Cecil with C6C Serpent from snowy Seattle.
All right, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Welcome, Cecil. Record setting.
Up to my waist in snow around here.
Oh, my heaven.
Well, not
oh,
quite
wow.
That high, but.
Oh, good.
Seattle.
Broke a record several days ago, and it's been snowing ever since.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Goodness. Oh, gosh. That's funny.
Been providing the birds and the squirrels something to munch on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Poor things. Yeah, they need food.
I don't know what the raccoon's doing. He's trying to keep him away from my cat.
And for those that have just joined in through BBS Online, thank you for being here. We are waiting for Winfrey and Terry Brown to present themselves here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hey, welcome to you, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey, everybody.
Let's C1212. I thought we had an echo.
Have you heard the whir of the helicopter blades yet?
No, nothing visible.
They forgot.
Yeah, he may be sleeping.
Uh-oh. He may be. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. Get only if you want to. We welcome you. And then welcome the next person. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
It's Helen in Virginia.
Hello, Helen. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Bella's putting her 2 cents worth with her toy.
Oh.
She was squeaking it. I didn't know if you could hear it or not.
No. Mm-mm. Not really.
I can hear her squeak.
She just ate, so she's all happy.
Two more people joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Suzanne in Columbus.
Hi, Suzanne. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi,
Suzanne.
Hi.
So let's just keep it open mics, and then the topic tonight is win. Let's talk about win. this probably will wake him up. He probably hasn't. You'll probably be calling in 1 minute right now.
I was trying to get him to retell his story about how he met Bob Dylan's horse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be a good one. He does have good stories.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, positive greetings. I got knocked off.
All right. Back.
Welcome back.
Probably 5G.
Oh, gee. Probably.
That's my excuse for everything now.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good to me. Sounds plausible. Yeah.
It's my awareness campaign.
Can't prove it's not 5G.
That's right.
Hey, Prudy.
Yes.
You want to greet for a moment, and I'm going to give in a call.
Sure.
Thank you.
Probably out partying with Dee Dee.
These are funny. It's 5G. I got a note on my door that they're upgrading the meters behind my head. That's why I keep saying it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can't stop it, huh? They're going to put
no.
them in regardless.
Yeah.
Upgrading to what, 5G?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have new smart meters. Big sign on the door. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's too bad.
That is too bad.
It is too bad.
Maybe they got, maybe they fixed it, though, because a lot of them had problems with catching on fire. So maybe even though a 5G is the better option,
better.
You don't put up or lose your home.
Maybe that's why they upgraded it. Thank you for that reassuring comment. Because
let's make it a positive thought.
Yes, I'm transmuting it. Hi, welcome to the call. I'm the greeter. This is Prudy. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take it under consideration.
Hey, Wynn. Nice of you to join us tonight.
Did you forget us?
I did, actually. I kept thinking today was Tuesday.
It's okay.
You're ahead of your time. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say?
Keep thinking that.
Haven location? Or name and city? We'll take that.
Okay. Or number.
Only if you want to.
Yeah. We're not scary. You can say hi.
But if you do, Wynn will pick on you.
Don said you were out with Dee Dee.
Who said that?
Don, I busted you. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Abby Bright.
Abby. Hi, Abby.
Hello. Abby. Who's that?
This is Prudence. Prudy.
Trudy, where are you from, Trudy?
Prudy.
Well, I'm from the
Prudy.
Prudy with the P.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Prudy with a P.
Well, where?
Operator.
Where are you from?
I'm from the. Right now, I'm in Asheville.
Oh, Asheville,
New York. New Yorker.
Oh, good old New York. I am too.
Yes, that's what I hear.
North Carolina.
Yes, but don't encourage her. Abby will start bragging about having been meeting Bob Dylan in New York City.
Yeah, true. I didn't know him, but I met him. We never had eye contact, but I met. Oh, anyway. So
Abby,
what?
I'll tell you two things I did. Okay. That I did that would impress you. Not that I want to impress you, but you'd probably be impressed anyway. All right?
Impress you about what?
I met Bob Dylan's parents.
I think you mentioned that, but go ahead and tell us again because it's always interesting.
Yes. See, one of the great things about getting older is you get Alzheimer's. then... You can keep telling those stories over and over again. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Still 5G.
You also met Bob Dylan's horse.
Horses, Bob Dylan?
That's another story, okay? Bob Dylan's horse.
He should like horses because he's so anti- not Semitic, but anti-human sometimes. That he can get along with animals better, maybe.
Yeah, well, speak for yourself.
I get along with everybody. I'm just a big old fool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a furry fool. Furry
yes.
fool. And never said that one before.
Well,
I was in the movie with John Wayne. Does that count?
Who?
Who's that?
Who?
Cecil?
What?
Cecil?
Yeah.
Is that Cecil?
Yeah.
Were you playing the sea monster?
Yeah.
You said John Wayne? You hang out with John Wayne?
I was in the movie with him.
What
really?
Movie?
What movie?
It was called... The Conqueror. Not one of his more popular ones.
Yeah. The Conqueror.
Counter, C-O-U-N-T-E-R? Counter?
He's a total Hun.
Yeah.
There's a famous line from that movie. He says,
You're beautiful in your wrath.
You're beautiful what?
In your wrath.
In your wrath, R-A-S-S?
W-R-A-T-H-S.
My days, Mir, I'm going deaf or what? What is this? Everybody likes to talk at the same time.
Okay, listen, I think tonight what I'm going to do is I'm going to interview all these people that love attention and are big talkers or small talkers.
Okay.
Like Abby.
Uh-oh.
And Don. And who else fits into that category on the call tonight? Not Dave the Rock Man, because no commercials.
I only like talking about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Dave the Rock?
No, that's Don the cartoonist.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Helen in Virginia.
Are you a little lady in Virginia with a high-pitched voice?
Yes, I am.
Is that Helen? Is that Helen?
I'm not laughing at you, Helen, but it's a cute little female voice. No?
Okay. Anybody else want to be in this small circle of friends?
It's not Helen.
That's not Helen. Helen, are you on the line?
I am.
Helen, they want you.
There.
They want you to talk, right?
Now, yeah, you know, I'm sick of hearing all these males. I want to hear some women.
Just stop being a female chauvinist, okay?
Oh, I can't help it. I was born that way.
Keep in mind, I may make you talk. Let you talk, but I have the mute button. Okay.
Oh, Jesus, you're threatening me with your male power.
You know, it's the power of the mute button. Okay. So we
have. I understand.
Helen. You want to be called to the table today?
Maybe. I don't know what to talk about. I don't have anything to talk about tonight.
I will just interview you, and interview all of you, and you know, if you notice, I got a beautiful email from somebody saying how wonderful it was, how honest I was yesterday when I talked about how tired I was on the call the day before, and I was embarrassed by it. And how I have to pay more attention to getting enough rest before the call, you know? And getting in the right state of mind. And I got a beautiful email saying how it was so great for me to be able to say that. And it's like, you know, when you can talk, okay, one of the biggest issues most of us have is we all want to be seen in our best light, okay? And yet I play a song like Recycled Pain, and that's an old song, okay? But nonetheless, it was, I didn't know people were going to respond to it the way they just did. It said, maybe that's really the song that would make everybody turn around, you know?
And which song? Which one?
Recycled Pain.
Oh, I think I heard that one. That was a good one. They're all good, but... When? Was that the last song you played, or was it the time before?
Abby, I have my own case of Alzheimer's and stuff like this.
Oh,
I don't remember.
All right.
Last Monday.
It's the time before. Oh. Not the last you played.
Oh.
Did I play it on a Monday? And Terry, did you listen to the one I sent you with all the other instruments on it?
No, I didn't, but I think I listened before and I didn't like it as much as the one you played on the Monday call.
Really? Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll upload it and play it and see what everyone else thinks, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Rand. This is Dave. This is Dave Wilkes. I met Daniel Boone one time in Idaho. Tess Parker.
You mean the reincarnation of?
No.
His spirit.
The guy who played, the real, the actor who played Daniel Boone, I saw him on a horse in a rodeo in Boise, Idaho.
Was that Fess Parker?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. He was wonderful. What a handsome guy.
Oh, I got to shake his hand.
Mm-hmm.
What? Is he 6 foot four or something tall?
He seemed like he probably could have been, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was on a horse, you know, so, but yeah, he was a tall guy, long legs. And
by the way, hello to everybody in BDS. We should start, probably, is anyone on the console?
Hi, is this supposed to be?
Yes, I am.
We ought to get up, start your recording.
Let's start the recording, because we're having interesting conversations, so let's let everybody hear, okay? All right.
This conference is being recorded.
Now, hi, don't mute everybody, but mute the dings, all right?
Yeah, got it, yes. Done.
Okay, and is this today February 10th?
11.
Oh, my God. How these... Right. Okay. So, for those of you that are listening to the recording, I decided tonight I'm going to, like, talk to all these people that have interesting things to share. And even everybody has something interesting to share. If they're willing to go into their vulnerability, you know, what have we talked about? Is Shelley on the line? She's scared to say hello. But I'm not going to do you, Shelley, okay? You already had your moment of fame. Mm. It was quite unique. But we have Abby. Otherwise known as Abby Big Mouth.
Oh, come on. You mean but old I, buzzard.
I say that affectionately, okay?
Okay,
and,
well.
We have Don, who is a closet cartoonist, trying to come out of the closet. And we have Helen in Virginia Beach. Don is in Ohio. Abby is in near Palm Springs area. And we have Terry, who has all kinds of interesting stories that she never tells. I don't know if she'll tell them, and I don't know how much time we'll have. But instead of listening to all my stories, although I may throw one in, okay? I started out. I'll finish the story I started with. And I said that I had coffee with Bob Dylan's parents in Hibbing, Minnesota. So I'll tell you how that came about. Let me tell you, when I was in high school...
That reminds me of something.
And remember, the mics are open, so keep it quiet or I'm going to mute you. And dishes dangling, no talking to people in the background. But I mean, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I'll do. I'll mute you. Then you'll lose the option of making comments and risking being totally embarrassed in front of everybody. By me. But I think, you know, there's all these huge guru types, and they usually try to hide their shadow side. They all want to look perfect. For the people that are paying attention to them. And I thought I was going to have to do that when we first started doing these calls. And of course, we obviously bring through spectacular information, connection, and something that is extremely rare in this realm, having these transparent conversations with Elohim Ra Group, these sources that have been around for millions or billions of years, watching our realm evolve and getting all the pieces to the puzzle of why we're at where we're at, and plus getting their love, getting them to love us. And they do express their love over and over again on this call. And the interesting thing about their love, they don't just do a polite, I love you. They send energy down to you in a way that many of you can feel the energy. Now, right now, I'm in an entertaining mode, but they're still here, and they're adding to my mode, okay? They're here and helping lift the vibration. And, you know, over the time of doing Whole Planet Healing, when we started, it was scary. And hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Wynn.
And it was scary because, number one, I said, how do I know I'm going to like doing this? How do I know I'm not going to feel trapped by making an appointment every night? And I said, well, if I do, I'll just stop doing it. And that I found out that there are times when I felt trapped, but less and less. And I realized it creates an anchor point for all of us, including myself, including Terry, for the work we're doing. And it's a demonstration of the power of it. But when you're doing something every night, there's nowhere to hide. And you can't just say, well, here I am, I'm the big Mahaf, I'm the big guru, blah, 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 blah. On some level, whoever I am is going to come forth, and everyone's going to know it. And that way I don't have to be the Wizard of Oz. And and the same thing is true for Terry. And even in spite of the fact that we are entirely human, everybody is getting it, and it only enhances the connections with everybody. It enhances it because we can be totally our human side. And what I found is we've just become more endeared to everybody because you realize that we are human and we have our human side. And, you know, as I studied the Bible, which I did at one point, I realized Jesus was human. Even Terry Friedman, when he talked about Jesus, would talk about how that when they had a party, how much fun everybody had when Jesus was present. And he was not stodgy in playing the role of Messiah. In fact, he told his disciples, don't tell people I'm the Messiah, which I can understand, because if you put a title like that to somebody, how can they live up to it? You can't live up to it. You can only be it. And in the highest sense, you could say he was a Messiah, because he anchored the matrix of the, as we have come to understand it, and somebody else has to study our materials to say maybe this is real, but he anchored the matrix of the Christ consciousness, the Trinitarian consciousness, into this realm. And people still access that consciousness, even through religion, even with the distortions of religion. But within the New Testament, he made sure that his words would get perpetuated through history by having these 12 disciples write everything down. And of course, we have all gotten to know at least one of them, and maybe soon to be another. Stand by for that one, okay? We have gotten to know Terry Friedman, and those people. Abby, you're making a lot of noise.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
All right. I stop. I have to make some light. I have to make light here. I'm fiddling with my lamp because otherwise I'm in complete darkness. Poor me.
I can tell when you're making noise.
Right? I know. I have a particular kind of noise, right?
No, it's like there's a VU meter that shows on anyone who's making noise, and I can see whose phone number it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can't get off.
Okay.
So we have Abby. Let me just tell my Bob Dylan story. So when I was growing up in Philadelphia, and I felt like somewhat of an outcast, although I was accomplished, and I got respect for my accomplishments. It was not nearly enough. Part of me was missing, and I was accomplished in my knowledge of electronics and radios. And I was building transmitters from scratch in my bedroom. I had a 6-foot rack filled with radio equipment. I had big antennas on the ropes. I started my own radio club. And so I was, you know, those were accomplishments for someone that young to do that. But there was something missing. I didn't know what it was, but I thought I was supposed to do a career of electronics or be an engineer or a physics professor. But, and I, you know, you think about your aptitudes, and that was my aptitude at the time. But Bob Dylan, when I heard his songs, and I said, oh, my God, that's the guy is speaking to where I want to go. And songs like Blowing in the Wind or Masters of War. Now, I didn't even know at that time. How many of you heard Masters of War?
Me, I did, but I forgot some of it.
Anybody else?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I mean, that was a song about the Illuminati and the negative. I don't know how much he knew about it, but nonetheless, oh, you masters of war, you build the big guns, you send the young people out to die, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In any case, it was kind of a probably based on the Vietnam War at the time.
But yes, definitely.
Lyrics. And then his songs about women, and I was still very much a novice at understanding women. And quite frankly, I'm probably still a novice at it, but an advanced novice. But let's see. She got every, let's see, what was one of his songs about women? Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. You guys remember that song? How many of you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The image of his girlfriend on the bed, but she cries like a little girl. Remember that kind of thing?
Just like a woman.
Yeah, right.
She takes one, and she makes love just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. But it was rain from the first, and I was dying there of thirst. Remember, that was brilliant, man. Mm-hmm. It was talking about, you know, men and women have such a seesaw in the relationship, and usually one is stronger than the other energetically, and it doesn't mean they're better than the other person, but they're stronger, and the energy tends to flow more from one person to the other. And Bob Dylan felt, when he wrote that song, like, I'm really nothing. It was rain at the first, and I was dying there of thirst. He was saying that. And this long-time curse hurts. But what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. And I could feel him trying to break out of the trap of a relationship that was smaller than his reality. You know, I've talked about that, how when you have relationships, until you get into grace in a relationship, and it's very possible, in which case the game changes. But before you get into grace, there's always a balancing of karma and who's giving more to who and who is more needy. And the more needy person usually ends up becoming somewhat enslaved to the person who's less needy. And then they get resentful, and it starts to fall apart, okay? So in any case, I had a lot of inner knowingness that I didn't know that I had. And Bob Dylan woke me up to it. So then I went to college in Berkeley, and I used to drive across the country and drive across the country every summer and come back and forth between Berkeley and Philadelphia. And usually I would try to find some riders who would chip in for the gas. And it was on one of these early trips across the country that I knew Bob Dylan's parents owned an appliance store in Hibbing, Minnesota. I read it, some interview somewhere. And so, you know, I had these two people that were driving with me, and they all agreed to let me stop in Hibbing, Minnesota. And we went into the appliance store where his parents owned And I asked them, are Bob Dylan's parents here? And they said, wait a second. The guy got on the phone, and I heard him saying, okay, we got a couple more here. What do you think? And he said, okay, I'll tell them. And then he gave us directions to their house. And we went out and sat in their living room and drank coffee. They took us into the basement where he wrote some of his early songs. It had a big cutout of him. And that was an exciting stop. Okay. Now, I'm not going to monopolize any more stories here. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Now, I won't go into the Abby story. Now, Abby, in my early days of traveling around, and part of me was emulating Bob Dylan at the time, not trying to write songs like him, but having, you know, I had this idea. There's a period of his life where he would just travel around, and he played in the Village. He played in Syracuse, New York, at a coffee shop. And I had the idea that was what one is supposed to do if one wants to be authentic. And, of course, I did that and had amazing, amazing experiences doing it. And then I came to L.A. and I said, I think I'm good enough to be successful. And I used to take a walk in Venice probably two or three times a week. And there was this sexy, skinny woman that was going up and down on roller skates. Okay? And I don't remember exactly how it happened, but we connected, and she took me up to her penthouse apartment. And I said, oh boy, this sexy woman on roller skates is taking me up to her apartment. and then I met her mother, and I can't remember the details. And did you take me out to dinner, or did you make me dinner?
I don't remember that, unfortunately. I'm kicking myself that I don't remember. And my mother's not here to verify one way or the other.
All right. Well, somehow or another, I was a scruffy guy, and this sexy roller skating goddess.
Really? I didn't think of myself like that at all. Good
well,
God.
You know, at that time, it didn't take much for me to think a woman was a goddess.
Okay? I
don't
understand.
Let it go.
I understand.
Don't let it go to your head.
No, it's not. It's not. No. It only went to my feet, my roller skate.
Right, right. And then when I would go down to Venice, Abby had this enchanted penthouse apartment on the top of a really old building in Venice. And occasionally, I would stop in. I'd play her some of my songs at the time. And she was always, like, friendly, and we had a connection. And, you know, it went on for, I don't know how many months, and then it just kind of died down, and I didn't really keep the connection going. And then somehow, she heard that I wrote a book, I think. Isn't that what happened?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
No. Then I didn't hear from you forever. But Royal Freeman, who listens to the on the internet all night long, doing search like a lot of people, he came across your name. This was about 6 years ago, maybe more. I don't know. And then he started listening to you, and I did too. And I said, "Oh, I know him." And I started listening, and on and off for years. And that's how it happened. I did see you about 6 or 7 years ago in L.A. That's another little story, but I won't tell the story now because it's 7:15 and maybe you want to, I don't know, maybe somebody else wants to talk.
Okay.
Not that I don't like talking.
In any case, Abby expressed herself as kind of a bohemian artist type. And she was, what were you doing? Were you painting? Were you making jewelry?
At that time, you mean when you first met me, around the end of the 70s? Yeah. I wasn't doing anything. I was just new to the area myself. I was skating, and I was doing artwork, drawing. I'm a draftsman, and I don't know, a couple other things, trying to survive, not having any money, not the kind of person that can have a 9-to-5 job very easily. You know, that was before I studied to become a healer and make money doing body work. So I was kind of having a good old time. I didn't have a really fun childhood, so I was acting out my childhood, belated childhood on roller skates when you met me.
You know who else lived in Venice at that time?
No.
Before she was famous. And I met her. I met her partner was Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I never met her, but there was a man in my building who was madly in love with her, and every chance he got, he would talk about her and drop it that, oh, he knew her and blah, blah. It was all a bunch of BS. He didn't know her at all.
Now, do you guys remember Ricky Lee Jones? Anyone know who she is?
Yes.
Yeah, Chucky's in love.
Chucky's in love, right.
Yeah, and that's right. He got a good memory.
Right. No, everyone else said that. What's
she
that?
Opened up for, Miss David, she opened up for Maria Muldaur and Bonnie in Oakland one time 30 years ago. Maria Muldaur, she did the Midnight at the Oasis.
Yeah.
So she's doing well, I hope.
Ricky Lee Jones, that man, I think she drank a lot. And so I don't know what happened to her. So
someday I'll tell you my Janis Joplin story.
Another person that used to hang out in Venice at the Sidewalk Cafe. There was this guy in a wheelchair, and
Don Kovac.
Yeah, he was the guy that they made the movie about.
Yeah, I met him. I got a story about him too.
Was that called Born in the USA?
Don Kovac.
Was that called Born in the USA?
Yes.
What's the movie? Right. Yeah,
4th of July.
About Born on the 4th of July, right? Born on the 4th of July, and another person. I don't know if he hung out in Venice or not, but he always used to hang out at this Jewish cafe in Fairfax called Cantor's.
I know Cantor's. His father just died. He's my client. Cantor's son.
Oh, yeah?
His son. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. What's your story about him? Who's this guy?
I think, and his name was, oh my God, what's his name? I forget it now.
Was he a musician or a writer?
He was a singer-songwriter with a very gravelly voice.
Tom Waits?
Tom Waits, yeah.
Oh, right. You're kidding. Did you talk to him?
I did. He would be hanging out in Canners all the time, and I used to talk to him. And
what happened to him?
I don't know. I can't keep track of everything. Okay, now, did you feel that? Now, you see, I talked more than you, Abby, right? But, you know.
So what? Abby, you deserve it.
Abby, tell your Janis Joplin story.
Yeah, but I don't want to tell Janis Joplin.
Abby, don't tell the Janis Joplin story, because Donna Joplin will run out of time. And we won't
I know.
Valerie has a question for you.
Right?
Valerie has a question.
I don't have a question.
Who has a question?
Oh, no, Valerie has a story.
Who is that?
Valerie has a story. She said I was just kind of speaking for her, but...
Hey, this is Valerie. Well, you know what? If you wanna do this, we'll probably, you know, we only got like 4 minutes, and I have a choice between Don, Helen, or Terry. But Terry, we should put off. So between Don and Helen.
Okay.
Who do you think we should let expose themselves?
Helen. Helen. Helen.
Helen. Helen. Helen, Helen. Helen, a.k.a. Giggles.
Go for it.
Come on, Helen.
Come on, girl.
What? The more I try to get in the background, the more Teddy tries to drag me out of it.
Well, nope. Come on, girl.
I don't have good, really interesting stories you and Abby.
Ah. Oh, thank you for the compliment.
I just have a very interesting life.
There you go.
That's led me in so many different directions. Being a Gemini, I have my fingers in every pie.
Well, what's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you in your life?
All right.
I can tell you where I used to get in trouble in school because I was so bored and couldn't stand the kids that couldn't read and couldn't do these things, and so I'd answer all the questions. And I got a ruler broken on me. That's pretty embarrassing. Never forgot it. Don't speak up much anymore.
Well, you know, when I was in high school, my history teacher used to throw erasers at me to wake me up. His name was Mr. Cohen. If I was smart, I should have sued him for harassment, right? But the class cracked up, okay? So it was wonderfully entertaining. But I could not stay asleep. It was worse than Whole Planet Healing.
Couldn't stay awake, you mean?
I couldn't stay awake, right. Thank you. Right.
Now, I got a question for you. Was it his voice, the particular tone, or the content that made you sleepy? Do you know?
I bet it was because he was too intelligent. It was boring.
He was boring.
Probably. I mean, I did have teachers that kept me awake, but they had more energy. I was never even good at dry learning, you know, mm-hmm. of facts and stuff.
Yeah.
And
hey, Wynn, can I say one thing about your email you sent me about to ask my dad questions, right? And you made me realize all the signs that have been coming, like music I keep hearing in my head over and over and over, like for 10 days, 3 times a day. And then today when I was thinking about it, listening to your show, ringing in my ear, said, "Yes, it's me, Valerie. It's your dad. Thank you."
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I mean,
thank you.
I don't even know if you were listening the time we asked that question. And,
oh, yes, I was.
You listened? I thought it cracked me up because there was so much emotion in it. It was different than Derry and the Elohim, you know? It's just... These guys don't know what we're talking about, right? You don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
Anyone know what we're talking about?
No.
I'm sorry.
It was on a Wednesday call?
Yes.
And you asked a question. And what was the question that you asked?
I was asking about how we come from the stars, so to speak, and come down to Earth, and then we recognize our star souls, so to speak.
You were talking about the
So she asked that question, and Terry started channeling, and suddenly a voice came through Terry, this jovial, happy voice, that said, "Hi, Valerie," or "Hi, it's Dad."
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was so loving. Terry said, "Did you hear that?" Terry, come on, make a comment. Terry, are you there? Are you unmuted?
Yeah. You know, sometimes, like, maybe I'll be nervous at the beginning of the call, and they surround me in pink light, and they say, "Don't worry, we got it." It's really nice.
Hey, Terry, is Valerie's dad paying attention right now?
Oh, yeah. He is here.
Well, I got my chills. I think he's here.
Is God female or sexual or unisex or no sex?
Well, wait a second. Well, don't break the flow. We're talking about Valerie's father.
My father.
We're not talking about God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. I'm sorry.
Her former father, this physical wife.
It was really funny. Did you hear the channeling they did about your odometer?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was lovely.
Okay,
I can't believe it. And changing the radio stations, right?
Yeah, let me just tell people, let me explain this to people.
Okay.
Valerie's been having all these phenomena, and she was asking questions about it. Like the odometer, so the radio was changing stations, and the odometer was going on. And she asked Terry, "What's going on? Why is this going on?" And Terry said, "It's your father. He's trying to connect with you." So, and then
he loves your band. He said,
"Right, he's got a good sense of humor. He's got a good sense of humor." And there was something he was doing before, and you told him to stop. And he was really disappointed. I was like, "Oh, I'm having so much fun doing it."
You know what? I think I forgot to tell you guys. Hold on. I told my brother, who does not believe in this kind of stuff, right? I told him that Dad was messing with me, and I'm going to tell him to mess with you so you believe that I am not a unicorn or whatever. He makes fun of me, right? He makes fun of me. And so the next day, my brother walked in from the garage. Did you go in the garage in my car? Did you roll down all my windows and my sunroof? And turn on the radio? So I said, "Oh, my God. That was fast, Dad. Thanks." And my brother, everybody knows not to mess with his BMW, right? And so he says, "Well, tell Dad not to mess with me anymore." I said, "No, you tell him."
We got to go. We got to go. Whole Planet of Healing is starting in right now.
BBS
is going off the air right now. So we didn't do everything we said we were going to do, but we had fun. And listen,
thank you so
Valerie,
much.
Oh, what's your dad's name, Valerie?
Dennis Nelson.
Dennis Nelson.
Yes.
Dennis, you're welcome to be on this call anytime you want and say hello to us, okay?
Come to Whole Planet Healing, Daddy. Right?
I'm sorry hello. I can't be on the next hour call. I have to go somewhere. But it was a lot of fun.
If you're lost,
God is everything. He's not just male or female. Good night.
So thank you all for being here and for this.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Fun hour. And thank you, VBS. I don't think they cut us off yet, but they may have. And if they did, I can't say goodbye. Let's get on the line here. I think they cut us off. All right. How are you?
Thank you from snowy Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Serpy.
We'll see you soon.
Goodbye.